I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You guys, Teddy Roosevelt hates me.
Teddy Roosevelt, the president.
No, the
hates
bear.
Me.
Why does he hate you?
What?
Teddy Roosevelt hates me.
Okay, can you explain, please?
So there's this man in my building that has a dog, and it's so old. It may have been around when Teddy Roosevelt was president, the beginning of the last century. I get personally insulted. It hurts me physically. It's like when somebody unfollows me on Instagram. It's the same feeling when a dog doesn't like me.
It's a dog.
Yeah. But dogs like me.
It's an old dog.
Animals like me.
But it's old.
Children like me. Don't care. The thing was barking at me like I was bad. What?
How old's the owner?
150, at
okay,
least.
Okay, well.
At least. Does nobody else get insulted when a dog doesn't like you?
I don't think I've ever had a dog not like me.
Oh, you need to meet Teddy Roosevelt then.
The dog's name is Teddy Roosevelt?
The dog's name is Teddy Roosevelt. I've had a really weird, many weird interactions with Teddy Roosevelt and Teddy Roosevelt's owner. Once, the owner was walking without the dog, and so I was like, hey, where's Teddy Roosevelt? And he goes back in the house, and I was like, oh, cool, tell him goodbye for me. I don't know why I said goodbye. I don't know why I said goodbye. It came out, and the guy gives me a weird look, and then he goes upstairs. I mean, I guess
it's probably these weird interactions is why Teddy Roosevelt doesn't like
you. But Teddy Roosevelt wasn't with me for those interactions.
It's because you didn't say goodbye.
I did say goodbye.
No, he left, and then you said, tell Teddy Roosevelt I said goodbye.
Well, the dog wasn't there. The dog was in the apartment or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And the owner didn't relay that message. So Teddy Roosevelt was hurt because you didn't say goodbye.
I don't think so. Teddy Roosevelt can like barely see. The poor dog is always like running into the walls and stuff.
Then why do you care if it likes you?
Because it has to. No? Are we not there?
What kind of dog is it?
I know Chris doesn't care. An old dog. A big old dog.
Is it blind?
It could be, but that doesn't matter with dogs. They tell by their smell.
Maybe he's unsmelling.
Do you think that is better than me just thinking that the dog doesn't like me?
I mean, absolutely.
Like, really, one of those evil barks, like kind of like the.
Like you're going to harm his owner kind of thing?
Yeah.
Does he do it to anyone else?
No, this is the first time I've ever heard this dog bark. And it was to me. And my feelings are hurt. Nobody else cares. Nobody else goes to parties, and that's like the biggest thing.
You just hang out in the corner by the dog?
Yeah, or the cat. They always like me, even my friends that are like, oh, my cat's a real bee. And then I'll go into the bedroom where the cat is, like, hidden, and me and the cat will be snuggling in, like, 5 seconds. I just don't like when things don't like me. Like,
maybe Blanche's scent was all over you, and the dog didn't like that.
You would think that, but I just got my clothes out of the dryer. Everything.
Oh, she's thought through this way too far.
Yeah, because the dog doesn't like me, and I don't understand that, which is the exact opposite of how Chris feels about things, too. Because we were talking about, if somebody were to protest you outside of a building, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
That means you made it.
I would love that. If someone's out there outside the door if they spent time on making a sign to articulate that I was wrong, I would love that.
Oh, my God. That's why you're in charge of the text line. And I cannot look at it anymore, ever. I make you guys ghost respond for me at this point.
I say sometimes they're the nicest people on the earth, and sometimes they come from the portal of hell.
Right. Right. Speaking of which, nope, that's not a good transition into this. You know, I thought that the Buzz family, they give me crap for everything. Or they used to give me crap for everything. If I were to be like, they'd be like, ah, you suck! Like, just even breathing wrong for a long time. But yesterday's episode where I realized that the capital of Missouri is actually Jefferson City.
Yeah, you got that one wrong.
I got that one wrong, but I've never seen more support from the Buzz family.
There was many people that were saying, I also thought that for a while.
And they lived here.
Or that it's okay.
Right?
It's okay. It should be.
That's the one I got a lot.
What?
People texting me going, well, it should be.
It totally should be. I did not think of all the things that Kansas Cityans would let me slide for. was not knowing the capital of Missouri until yesterday.
No one in Kansas City cares about that.
Really?
Because it doesn't have to do with us. It's another city.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically Kansas City and the rest of Missouri.
So, wait. Is this just like Teddy Roosevelt?
Possibly.
Are you overthinking it already?
Welcome to my world.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
What's the text line saying?
Well, someone challenged you to become friends with a cat who reverts to feral mode around new people.
I've done that at parties.
Some 913 number said that no one cares about Missouri anyway. I feel personally attacked.
But that's a Kansas number, right?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Wow, the rivalry is strong.
I've been working in an animal hospital for over a year now. You never get used to a dog not liking you.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's got to be hard.
Could you imagine working there and then you have multiple dogs not like you a day?
Well, I mean, they're going in to make the dog or cat feel better, but the dog or cat does not know that.
And they hate them.
Yeah. Ugh. That's what I don't like about not being able to communicate with your pet. There should be a way. We're in 2019.
It's coming.
There's a box on Mars that can send a picture back from there in 30 seconds to Earth.
But we can't talk to our animals.
Why can't we talk? I mean, have you ever downloaded the apps to do that?
That make the animals talk, or you can talk to the animals?
No, that decipher what your animal is saying.
Is it accurate? Have you done this?
Well, we're going to try it now.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Dog and cat translators on your phone. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. I'll do the reverse mode. Somebody bark. Who's going to bark?
Dustin will bark.
Okay. I want you to bark and then I'll translate it.
Okay. You need me to bark?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, like, say a sentence.
We need more than just one word.
Yeah,
no, it's
come
not.
On.
Have you ever heard dogs bark? That's a whole sentence for them.
Nah, this one. That's always like dinner. Lunch. I always think that when they bark that one time, it's like the worst word humanly possible that you could say. And if you think about that, it's like... All right, give me another bark. Give me a full bark. Okay. The book is on the front of the table. That's what the sound generator says.
That's pretty close.
Okay. What did you say?
I'm barking into a microphone at 6:20 in the morning. So, book on table. Right.
Okay.
Is that Owen Wilson? Wow.
There we go. Okay. Cool. All right. Will you bark for me? We'll see if this translator works.
We're just the barking, not the cat meowing.
Oh, yeah. You want a cat meow?
Yeah.
Let me switch it to cat. Okay. Okay. It says, I would have gotten the promotion, but my attendance wasn't good enough. Is that what you said?
That was close.
What'd you say?
I said I did get the attendance because my attendance was good enough. So it's close.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Okay, wait. Give me one more. Dusted.
Bark, meow. What do you want?
Do both. Let's see. Well, no.
I don't want to confuse it.
All right, cat. Do a cat.
Happy birthday, Mario.
What? Yes.
All right. It says cats are good pets for they are clean and not nosy. Is that what you said?
No.
Okay.
That was a mad meow. That was like a sassy cat.
I don't know what's going on with this thing. She advised him to come back at once. Is that what you said?
That's a little closer.
Okay. What did you say?
Scratch my back.
I'll scratch yours.
You scratch
yeah,
mine.
I'm not touching. Meow. No. Okay. I don't know what's going on with this app. The memory we used to share is no longer coherent.
Aw, that's exactly right.
Right? Wow, these things work.
That's incredible.
So now I have to ask Teddy what the hell his problem is with me.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
I need an explanation.
Of what?
What do you mean of what? See, this is where... This is where it sucks that the Buzz family can't see in the studio right now because I went to the bathroom, came back, and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Was in the studio.
Yeah. People in the hall are loving it, too.
You guys, Dustin just left for a second and came back in a total Spider-Man outfit.
I didn't have to leave for a second. I was wearing this under my regular clothes.
Why? What are you doing? What's going on? Do you do this a lot?
Yeah.
Why? For kids?
Because I'm Spider-Man.
No. saving Kansas City from what?
Villains. What do you?
Is that what you do? I thought you worked at a Chinese restaurant.
Shh, cover.
Oh, okay.
Shh.
Wait.
Clark Kent worked at a newspaper place. Peter Parker takes photographs.
Or works at a Chinese food restaurant.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. How long have you had this outfit?
12 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Did you just...
Cat brought it in.
Oh, you own this costume?
You told him to put this on?
I asked.
You asked?
Politely.
Why do you have that?
What do you think I have?
Because she's Spider-Woman.
Is there even a Spider-Woman? I don't watch those action movies. I know. Is there a Spider-Woman?
I don't think so.
Google. Somebody Google right now. Is there a
Spider-Woman?
I think it's Spider-Girl.
Yeah. In the Spider-Verse, I believe there's a lady Spider-Woman.
There is a Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on today?
I've never known there was a Spider-Woman.
It's Friday.
Did you... That is a very skin-tight suit.
Yeah, it is.
Did you...
He looks great.
Is that why you brought it in?
No, I need pictures of people in a Spider-Man suit. That I can't explain.
Wait, you really can't?
No, I can absolutely explain that.
Wait, can you explain it on the microphone or no?
Just to entertain small children.
You need pictures of Spider-Man to entertain small children.
This is turning weird.
Yeah. You know,
Good morning, Buzz family.
You would think that Chris was the weird one in the group. But no.
Not in this one.
Kat, who's just chilling here right now.
Are you not entertained? Yes.
Like, stand up and turn around.
You see him dance.
Do the web thing.
Oh, do the web thing?
Yeah, I'll take some more pictures for the
thing. What the hell? Oh, my God. Stop.
That's weird. He's posing sexually.
I'm not going to take a picture.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I got, like... Already 3 tweets from people to play the song that we played for the discovery of the day yesterday. Yo, Jordan Silver and The Buzz play Lost Boy by Bikini Trill. Jordan Silver, 96.5 The Buzz. We need to hear that last Lost Boy track from Bikini Trill over and over again. I won't do that again. I won't play it twice. But sometimes you hear a banger and you want to.
You want it right away.
Yeah. Especially
sometimes you hear a banger and you want to.
Yeah. It's the truth. So Jordan Silver, Lost Boy... More Lost Boy by Bikini Trill, tuning in from Texas with love.
Ooh, I love that.
We got to give Texas what they want, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
Lost Boy. Spider-Man, how do we get that song added? You know more about The Buzz than I do.
You got to ask Journey. That's definitely our dance party song in here, though.
Right.
I mean, every time, and that's why I like playing it in here, because I'm not just in my car just dancing by myself.
Did you see Stacey Moody steal your dance move on Instagram?
I know.
In the bathroom of I don't even know where, she was playing the song and recording herself, and she stole your dance move.
Yeah.
She didn't steal.
It's a good move.
It's a great move. She didn't steal Chris's dance move, though, because...
Well, my move was more of just kind of a shake in the hips. It's not really...
That was no. That was like a toy that needed to be oiled. You were just like moving your hips at a 90, like just leaving your hips where they are, but moving the top half of your body.
Yeah, like one of those clasping monkeys that claps, but then they kind of start oiling.
Is that how you dance?
That's what you're going for?
Clapping monkey dances better than I do. I've never been accused of dancing well.
One time, my friend pulled me out to the dance floor and was like, come on, let's dance. And I was like, I cannot. I'm so bad at dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, come on. Everybody can dance. So she pulls me out to the dance floor. We dance for about 30 seconds, and then she walks off. And I was like, hey, what was that? She goes, you are bad. You are so bad at dancing.
Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
You got the hard story today, the real story,
yeah.
Chris.
So, you know Harriet Tubman? She's supposed to be on the new $20 bill?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be delayed.
Why?
Possibly because of Trump, but they're saying this is the reason.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the design process has been delayed because of security issues.
I'm just glad that it's actually getting done.
It's like that family member that has an attitude with everything, so you kind of just hide them from things.
You just wait.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to wait on it.
Oh, I really hope that's not the reason. I hope it is because of security issues. Do we believe that?
Not for a minute.
No.
No.
Dustin, please tell me you have better news.
So, Jordan, you ever get your car inspected like you're supposed to?
Yeah, but sometimes it's not good enough.
Well, have you ever thought about just saying, you know, I'm just going to fake it and just make your own inspection sticker?
Of course, but right. I don't do it.
Oh, this guy did.
And they say it's made out of construction paper, and you can see the drawn lines for a barcode and a hole punch over January 2020.
Out of construction paper.
It looks terrible.
It does.
It's not even close. And this is actually the second time this has happened.
And this one is actually a piece of Polaroid picture that was taken and cut out.
You know, I've gone with expired tags before for a while, for like a year once.
A year?
Yeah, it was a long story. But I would, I just have the expired tags. I would never think of faking it.
Just get yourself some construction paper. Do it. Call it good.
That is not something that I will suggest for people to do. You get in a lot of trouble. You guys, I've got old people stories. This first one takes place in an old folks home where someone, some young millennial, wants to teach the old folks how to take selfies.
And we really wanted to kind of bridge that gap between seniors and social media.
Okay, this next line is so mean. I want you to hear it and then tell me what you think.
They're used to photo studios that are, you know, sit here against this background and hold perfectly still, right?
She's talking about like tintype photography. I mean, he's talking about tintype photography.
How does he know that they were... No.
Pinhole. He says stay perfectly still. That's how you have to use to take a picture. Wow. Used to have to take a picture in like the 1800s.
With the big flashbang.
Yeah.
I don't think that's probably what he meant.
I don't like how this guy talks to the old people too. Listen.
Do you want to go in and take a picture in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the enthusiasm. Hold it. Beautiful.
It sounds like the elementary school photographer that would come in and take your pictures.
He does.
He's talking to little kids.
There's a condescending tone to that.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, don't think that old people weren't badass when they were at their prime. Like, this old lady that he's talking to really loudly and rudely, I'm sure she's like, dude, shut up. In the Depression, I had to kill and eat my best friend.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
I love old people.
Me too.
So much. You actually work with an old lady.
I do. I just took her to Costco yesterday to get her hearing aid fixed.
You're going to need to explain that a little bit more, please.
She lives in a nursing home, mm-hmm. and I went to her room. I brought her, put her into a wheelchair, put her to my car, brought her to Costco. Her hearing aid was broken.
Okay. I need to. This is your side job.
This
your
is
side,
a yes.
Interesting side gig.
Yeah.
Interesting side gig.
How'd you meet her?
She was
dating app. No.
Tinder, actually.
Oh, my God.
We both swiped right.
How old is she?
93.
Oh, my
okay.
Lord. I guess it's actually the octogenarian version of Tinder. But
what's it called?
80 and up.
Okay.
So.
Wait, isn't there, there's a dating site for older people. Isn't it like called Gray Fox or something?
Gray
Fox. Something like that.
Silver Fox.
Silver Fox.
I don't know.
Something like that. Okay, so you met this woman and as for a side job, you take her.
Yeah, she just needs to go to like the grocery store, get her nails done, get her hair done, go to a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. And then she relies on me once, twice, thrice a week to take her places.
Thrice a week?
Yes.
Thrice a week.
Thrice
so sweet. A week.
Nobody? Nobody? Thrice just went right above your head?
I'm just fascinated by everything Chris does.
Like I know.
Taking an old person to the store and all of that.
Yeah.
And use them thrice in a sentence.
See, thank you. Thank you, somebody. You're the one that caught it. You're the one. It came out of your mouth and you caught it.
Yeah.
Do you get along with her? Is she nice?
Oh, yeah. She's a little feisty.
They like always
If I'm 30 seconds late to pick her up to go grocery shopping, I hear about it.
Okay.
But I just tell her, like, Miss Woman.
You speak to her like that.
Miss B, you've got a...
You can't call her a B, Chris.
No.
Is that her last...
Her name is B.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
So I take her and she'll get a little feisty with me and I have to put her in a place like, hey, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't see the light of day.
But she pays you, so you should be there on time, no?
Yeah, okay, probably.
Just checking.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, I got to stay ahead of the people that tried to beat you up mentally. So there you
true.
Go.
Absolutely right.
Wow. So does she ever? Wait, whose car? Do you drive your own?
I use my wife's car. She's not a big fan of my 30-year-old Volvo with no AC.
I hate to ask this question, but is she of limited means or is she rich?
I used to take her to a bridge every Wednesday at the Mission Hills Country Club.
Okay, so maybe that is...
So she's loaded.
So what about her car?
She had to get rid of her Mercedes after she drove it into her garage and crashed it. So she can no longer drive.
Okay.
That's an old people thing.
Yeah, my grandfather had to have his license taken away because he was at the age where he just decided he didn't want to stop for red lights anymore. That was what he did. They're like, oh my God, hide his keys.
They just didn't apply to him anymore?
No, he's just like, you know what? I was born in 1917. I have seen some stuff. I've been in wars. I've done hand-to-hand combat. I don't want to stop for this light.
I'm not going to have a little color tell me not to go.
Yeah, no.
1917.
Yeah, 1917. He was old.
He'd be like 102 right now.
Well, he would be, but...
That's always baffling to me.
He stopped aging at like 90-something. Anyway, wow. So this lady, you mm-hmm. met her...
Met her about 3 years ago. A former neighbor of mine was driving around, and then he had to move on from that position, and he asked, would you like to do this? I'm like, sure, why not?
Did he tell you why he had to move on? Was it one of those like lemon things? Like, my car is great, here you go, check it out, and then, sucker.
You want a new grandma? I got one.
He didn't mention anything about that. Okay. But I'm thankful, because I love taking her places.
Really? You like hanging out with her?
Yeah, we'll go to Costco and we'll go to get all the samples and everything, and then she'll always comment on the ratchety thoughts.
Like, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Look at that little woman over there. She looks like she's trying to attract the wrong man's attention.
Oh.
Nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is she funny?
She has enjoyed a luxurious life.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that is inhibiting that definitely makes for an interesting exchange.
Mm. Has she ever gotten sick in your car?
No, but one time she had a little accident
in the car.
You're talking about a 93-year-old woman. You sound like you're talking about a puppy or a child.
She had a little she went to the bathroom in her home.
Okay, good.
But there was still a little stuff on her pants.
Oh, no. On the pants. It's never supposed to get on there at all.
I know. But I didn't mention anything. I didn't want to embarrass her. I just quietly cleaned it up when she went back inside.
Oh, you are so nice.
Yeah, I wasn't like, hey, you got some on the seat there.
Wow.
But.
Do you ever stay with her for longer? What's the amount of time that you usually spend with?
Anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4 hours.
Okay. Okay. If you hit the 3 or 4 hours and it goes a little bit longer, does your wife ever think that, you know, oh my God, he is with another woman?
They did meet on a dating app, so.
She, thankfully, is very understanding of our relationship. I don't think she has anything to worry about. I don't know.
Has she ever hit on you?
No, but one time when I was shifting my gear, her hand touched my hand.
Why?
That's a lot of excitement for a 93-year-old woman.
I don't know why I pictured her riding in the back seat like Uber.
Nope. Oh, no.
Like she's a chauffeur.
She's in the front passenger seat.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't like your old car. She only likes the newer, nicer car.
Yeah, I felt definitely embarrassed for myself and her when I had to pull up to the Mission Hills Country Club in a 95 Oldsmobile.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
But then my wife got a new car, and that she appreciated that.
Wait, hey, you think she's going to leave you anything in her will?
That's why I'm being so nice to her.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Oh, my God, Chris.
I mean, 93, it's literally when I am taking her places and she coughs or lowers her head.
Stop
or
it.
Like, I'm like, is this it? Is this it?
No.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Okay, so there's this news story that I think we need to take a little bit more than just a couple minutes to do it, because it really seems to be dividing us as far as what we think should and should not happen with this news story. Here's what it is.
She's been given an eviction notice.
She has not accepted the fact that after these many years that she has to leave.
Family, friends are banding together to help out. A couple options include moving with someone in the nearby area or possibly a senior living facility.
So the story is that this 102-year-old woman in Los Angeles has been living in this apartment for a really long time. She's got a month-to-month lease at this point, and the landlord / the person that owns the house, his daughter is finishing college.
Okay.
And he wants his daughter to move into that apartment.
But there too stands another problem.
She couldn't afford it.
The reason for the eviction? The landlord's daughter will be moving in once she graduates from law school. Our Amy Johnson spoke to him.
102? Would you kick out a 102-year-old woman?
Would you take care of your
child.
Okay, so there's the point of the whole thing. It's like...
Okay, so...
There's the law, and then there's the moral law.
And I understand that it's a parent's job to do anything for their child to provide. However, I love old people. This woman's been living there for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not missing rent. She's not doing anything wrong. Because I guess it's me being so young and naive, but my idea of eviction is there needs to be a real cause for you to get evicted, not just, I need this space for someone else.
Right. And the thing is, I'm right in between you, Dustin, and Chris, who I know is like chomping at the bit to tell you the LAW law. And tell us the LA law.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's his house, and if he wants it back, he can take it back. Unfortunately, she is on a month-to-month lease. If she was on a yearly lease, she may have had a little more time, but I do feel bad for this old woman, mm-hmm. but unfortunately the law does side with this man and he has a complete right to have his house back.
But 30 years. I mean, and I just think that the daughter could make the shift and find her own place to live. Or maybe this. How many properties does he own?
Who knows?
You know what I'm saying?
It's L.A. This I saw this story. It's probably one property.
Right.
What? So, they're probably sharing one.
Unfortunately, that doesn't matter because if he wants it back and if he has a place for her daughter and she wants it, this old lady, unfortunately, has got to go.
See, here's my pitch, my problem. First off, I love old people, so she can move in with me. Yes, absolutely. She and I can live together. I don't care. It'll be so fun. I'll finally have somebody that I can talk about my favorite kind of music with, like stuff from the 1900s.
You guys can make puzzles together.
We can make puzzles. We can watch the Golden Girls. Like, come be my roommate, lady. Come be my roommate.
So she can tell you when that music was released.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, I love the Andrews Sisters, the McGuire Sisters,
yes!
the Boswell Sisters.
Yes!
Please tell me you know those.
Oh, absolutely. I love the Andrews Sisters.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, that's some real old music right there. But my other problem is I don't like when people are being shamed morally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm agree with you on that one.
That's my issue with the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you should do this.
Right.
I don't like that the newswoman basically was shouting at him saying, you do this to a 102-year-old woman because you're not taking that step of, you know, it's taking care of a kid. Like mm-hmm. I said, the parents' role. But I do have to go with the moral thing of it's a 102-year-old woman.
I know.
Where is she going to go?
Well, okay, so she has family, but they all live on the East Coast.
So she has to take everything she's known for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm. And the wonderful weather in Los Angeles, by the way. That like a lot of old people live there because of the heat and it like helps their... Like Florida, kind of same thing.
And pack everything up and all of that up and all of those memories and all that history of her home for the past 30 years and just take it somewhere else for the last... I'm not trying to be morbid, but remaining years of her life.
Well,
if that.
Or days of her life.
Okay. All right.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex, Jordan Silver and Friends.
I remember when I lived in Georgia, there was the oldest woman in the world, Bessie Cooper. Bessie Cooper. Yeah, that was her name. Oldest woman in the world.
Bessie Cooper?
Bessie Cooper, outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And people used to see her. She was completely coherent. She was like... almost 120.
Oh boy.
Like crazy. Man. Yeah, she lived really, really, really long. And I remember hearing her say that the thing that kept her living that long was she, quote, stayed out of people's business. That was it. Not something that she ate, not something that she didn't eat, not something that
just
she stayed
away from. Staying out of people's business.
I love
business.
That.
Yeah.
Minding your own business.
Yeah, but the tech, I am, my mind is
Yeah,
blown.
I did not think the text line would be this savage.
Pleasantly surprised.
The text line has apparently sided.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us about all your friends that are texting in.
Well, let's first sum up the story real quick. 102-year-old lady in an apartment for 30 years. She's month to month. The landlord has decided to kick her out mm-hmm. at the end of June because his daughter's going to move in and he owns that building. So therefore, legally in the LA law, he is allowed to do that. Chris,
yes.
You just went straight for the law.
I did. Oh, man. And the text line is agreeing with me with the law. I love it. They're saying it's his house. It's his house. Doesn't matter if it's 100 years. Have you gone to law school? Do you know how expensive it is?
Mm-hmm.
This lady couldn't have bought a house in that 30-year time frame.
Oh, my God. That's moral shaming.
Her family needs to step in and take charge. Get her out of there.
Her family has gotten away with not having to take care of her for
30 years.
Yeah, at least 30 years.
Yeah, right.
At least
family being on the East Coast is not an excuse for me.
Damn.
Dude.
Damn.
But the thing is that she, so my opinion, if she's still able to take care of herself, if she is still able-bodied, sound mind, and can take care of herself, it is not on the family to take care of her. I get that now they have to, but that's not their responsibility.
That was the fight with my grandparents when they got to a certain point where they were unable to take care of themselves, and then everybody had jobs. There was a big fight about them leaving their own house that they paid for to move into an old folks' home because they just kind of see it as, this is it. And mm-hmm. Who wouldn't, you know? Like, this is the bed that possibly I
I'm going to die in.
Yeah, wow, leak. You just, no goof. Yeah. You don't put any sugar on anything, do you,
Chris? This is where I will evacuate my bowels when I cease to exist on this planet.
That's somebody that has worked in a funeral home.
Mm-hmm. You're 50% likely. A 50% chance, likely. I just made that number up, but from my experience.
Okay, you can't make stuff up in this.
You will evacuate your bowels when you die. So if you think you're going to die soon, if you don't eat for like a day or two before, you're less likely to evacuate your bowels. But if you have like a giant smorgasbord buffet.
Read the text line.
Oh, someone put her in a nursing home.
Put her in a nursing home. So let's go back to the no expensive law school list. You know, she could have just bought a house. Do you know how expensive nursing homes are?
Yeah.
In comparison to her lease that has probably remained at least semi the same for the past 30 years, I'm sure it's inflated a little bit, but not to the extent that a nursing home in L.A. is going to be.
But that's true. Well, she could go outside to Pasadena or...
She could move out of California where it's not so expensive to live.
Jeez!
It's nice there for her. Old people like that weather.
Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Cheaper places.
Florida. She can go be crazy.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some cheap rent-controlled apartments in Florida.
And is the text line still agreeing with you?
Yes.
There's only one or two that's disagreeing, the same, the stress of the move will kill her.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, that solves the problem, right?
Okay. All right. See? It will.
She's lived a wonderful life to 102. That's more than most people get to. And now she's complaining that she's got to move.
She's still able-bodied and of sound mind.
Yeah.
Then she should be able to find a roommate with some other old people.
Like the Golden Girls.
Right.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Jordan, Silver, and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin, you would have been the closest person in this room to having one of these. Did you ever have to deal with the summer curfew here?
I heard about it a lot, but I never actually, it was never enforced to me and my friends.
Okay, because the city's 5 entertainment districts, Plaza, Westport, Downtown, Central Business District, and 18th and Vine, Zone Rosa. If you are between 15 and younger, you have to be home by 10 p.m. Between 16 and 17, 11 p.m.
I don't even think that some of those shops and places are open that late anyway.
Right.
So it makes sense.
Come on. The best part of being a teen in the summer is all the crazy stuff you do at night.
I went places that weren't that popular for that reason.
That's true. Nobody wants to see a 15-year-old at a club.
Right.
Well, those kids need to be ever more responsible. Hanging out late at night is a privilege. And if you can't act well, then you lose your privileges.
Chris is on one today.
I know, for real. And watch the text line. They're just going to back him. Dustin, what do you have for a news story?
So, when you were living in L.A., Seattle, did you ever hire a cleaning service?
I would love to have, but I didn't.
Okay, well, this gentleman didn't have to hire one, and he still got one.
Last week, while Nate Roman and his son were out and about, someone entered their home and cleaned it.
Scrubbed everything down, did the shower, did the toilets all.
So, somebody snuck into this guy's house and cleaned it?
Yeah, I guess he left the back door unlocked, and he just came home to all this stuff, and he thought his house was broken into. But obviously, when they're leaving origami roses...
These toilet paper roses were left on my toilet paper rolls.
But they didn't take care of the whole house.
They didn't clean the kitchen, and not a thing from the home was stolen.
Do you think by the time they made it to the kitchen, they had realized that they were in the wrong house and just left?
I hope that's the reason, because this guy complaining about the fact that these people walked in and cleaned half of his house for free, and then he's mad that they didn't do the kitchen? What?
Exactly.
They made origami stuff for your toilet paper. Chris, you have to have something that... Actually, I'm scared of what new story you have.
Well, somebody needs to tell these kids what the word prank means.
Wait, what are you even talking about?
So there's a Florida Wendy's that a man formerly employed taking a bath in an oversized sink in the restaurant.
Take a bath. Get in there.
Oh my God,
there's
buttercream everywhere.
How's it feel?
It's warm.
It's warm.
I'm trying to get
probably not even the grossest thing at that Wendy's.
You know, I was going to say, I don't know what it is about Wendy's, which I totally enjoy their food, but there's always like this 3 or 4 layer of slime just on everything at Wendy's. You know, when you go there, your feet stick to the floor.
I've seen cockroaches at my Wendy's.
You know I'd still eat there.
Yeah, me too. You want
to
go?
Jordan Silver and friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
Yeah, that's, as you say, Chris.
Unhealthy relationship song.
That's very unhealthy. Vampire Weekend, This Life, Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. Guys, I have lived on coasts for every Memorial Day for the past, my entire life.
The East Coast?
Yeah, no, East Coast, then West Coast, then East Coast, then close enough.
The South Coast or the North Coast?
Both. I mean, you don't really go to the beach in Washington State, but you do, but it's not like, blah, blah, blah. But we always had lakes and stuff.
Ooh.
Like, so I'm used to, for Memorial Day, going and getting wasted on the beach.
Yeah.
Same here, but we do it at a lake.
Okay. Which lake? What is going on this weekend?
It just all depends on how far you want to go, and it depends on where you live. So by me, it's Smithville Lake.
Okay.
So that's our thing. We probably won't go this year, but we will cook out. It's just like a grill out, feel good. Everyone gets to just hang out and drink and... gets to party.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. We can start wearing white.
I'll probably play Lost Boy so that my whole family can dance in the backyard
Bikini
together.
Trail, yeah. Yes. Send me a video of that, please.
I will.
Well, Chris, what are you doing? Well,
I'm probably not doing anything, but I will remember what I used to do, and that was go to Okoboji. I'm sure there's somebody in the listening area that has heard of Okoboji.
I don't know what that is.
It is probably one of the best places in the country to go on Memorial Day and 4th of July and Labor Day. Okoboji.
I just like how Jordan looked at me going, please tell me you know what that is.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her. I said, I don't know.
No,
I just mouthed it. I said, I don't know.
It is one of the clearest lakes in the world. Most lakes, when you put a ball down to determine the depth of it where you can still see a ball, it goes to 2 or 3 feet and you can no longer see the ball. In Okoboji, they went down to 18 feet and could still see the ball. This is an amazing lake. I highly recommend everybody go to Okoboji.
It's in Iowa.
Yes. It's a little trek. About 5 or 6 hours.
Sorry, that'd be me. That's my girlfriend. Sorry. That's her text tone. Stop in the middle. Okoboji.
How far away is Okoboji from here?
About 6 hours. You just go up I-29, and then you can either take Highway 9 over, but it's, yeah, Northwest Iowa.
Can you pontoon?
Yeah, you can pontoon.
Okay, I haven't pontooned. I want to pontoon.
Pontoons are the best.
Yeah, you just sit there.
Yeah, it's like a party on... a boat on the water.
That's like literally what it is. It's like a barge or something.
Yeah, just
like,
basically a barge, a small barge.
Okay, are there fireworks?
There's amazing fireworks.
I'm not talking about Okoboji now. Sorry, oh. I should have said that. But here in Kansas City,
where
people live,
yeah,
that we're talking to.
And your window faces north, correct?
Yes, yeah.
You will be able to see the Berkeley Riverfront fireworks from your living room.
If the ceiling doesn't. True.
You need to make sure you still have a roof.
Yeah.
Why does everyone know this and I don't?
About Okoboji?
My family is from Iowa. I know all about it. Lake Okoboji, Iowa.
Okoboji!
Have a lake house on Okoboji. Yes! I have a buddy who lives in Spirit Lake, Okoboji.
Oh, amazing.
Boji Bay for the win. Yes, Okoboji, Iowa. What?
Okoboji. My dog was named Boji.
From the lake?
Yes.
How did it pass away?
We had to put it.
Okay, never mind. Sorry. Okay, going somewhere on mouth with that story. Today just feels weird. First off, it feels like dog breath in this studio because the air conditioning isn't working. And then second off, it feels like all the Buzz listeners are really supporting Chris. And that's so different.
Loving the love.
I'm in a Spider-Man costume. I'm supposed to play the hero role.
Well, you are the villain.
I guess. With our moral compasses and our... Yeah.
We gotta go.
Why?
There's a strip club in Okoboji.
Can we leave, like, right now? What time will we get?
Called Zippers.
Oh. Yes.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
Wouldn't be wearing a sweater in here today.
No.
Literally like we're sitting in a dog's mouth.
It is 83 degrees with 74% humidity.
Inside this room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people can work under these
I'm glad conditions. I changed out of the Spider-Man costume.
Yeah, for real. You've been in it for a long time. You want to hear about that? We've got the podcast that'll be up actually way sooner than 11 today because Chris and I have to get out of here.
Ooh, it's going to be quickly.
Yeah. Because
we've got plans.
Yeah, we're going to the opening of
Oceans of Fun!
Lucky.
I know! Sorry, I tried to get a plus one, but they're like...
Nope.
Yeah.
Oceans of Fun is an exclusive environment for families.
I'm part of the Buzz family.
Well, then why couldn't he come?
The salesperson couldn't buy another ticket.
Oh.
Payday's next week. That was the reason that I was told. I mean, we can try to get you. I can sit on your shoulders.
I can sneak him in the back of the van.
Yeah. You want to do that? You want to come with us to Oceans of Fun? It's going to open for the season at 11 o'clock.
Yes, it's literally next to the Worlds of Fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's Oceans.
And you can get wet.
Yeah,
there.
There's a million-gallon pool.
Wave pool?
Yeah, million gallons.
Do you like wave pools?
Of course. I love everything water. You know this. I like to swim. That's why the second that someone said, I was like...
Yep, doing it. Yeah. So when you're at the wave pool, are you the kind of person that goes to the beginning of it? Or do you go way to the beginning where the waves start so you can get the full force of it?
I used to surf, so all the way back, yeah.
Oh, good.
All the way back. What about you?
I try to get in the back, and then I watch for the children that are drowning.
Oh.
And try not to snicker.
Jeez.
He's on one today.
We've got lifeguards around.
They have a swim-up bar.
But what really...
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. You don't drink.
Well, I still like going to bars.
You okay. Still get to do the whole people watch. You get to swim up to it, and you're in the water while you're sitting at the bar looking at people.
I'm sure I can get a tasty and refreshing Coca-Cola.
That's pretty refreshing. But it took me about... 2 hours to dig and find my bathing suit because I haven't needed it.
Oh.
I mean, my like bathing suit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's been winter.
Yeah. And I mean, I moved here. I packed it away. So What did you? Did you bring some drugs?
I did. I brought a one-piece string bikini. It forms right over the loins, around the hips to the groins. So...
Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.